I was traveling in Berlin in 2009 with a wonderful colleague, James Rondo, who was head of the Contemporary Art Department at the Art Institute. And we saw this really wonderful exhibition of this young artist, Jan Vo. And we were both very taken by it and decided at that moment that we would try to do a collaboration. And at that time, he was beginning to think of the We the People, the Statue of Liberty project. It was a perfect piece, or pieces, because there are hundreds of them, to share. While we intended early on in the process to show fragments of this work at the Society, if you've ever been there, we have one small passenger elevator. And to bring a piece like this into the space was too much of a challenge, even for my staff. So we thought it would be wonderful if we could secure off-site situations with our colleagues here at the university. And that's how we came to the Oriental Institute. We also went to the Booth Business School, and we went to the law school. And it provided this amazing context for Jan's work.
When we were approached by the Renaissance Society, we had some space. We thought we could fit this in and do it as an experiment, really, in contemporary art. And so it came up really as an opportunity for us to collaborate.
The notion of fragments, because this is how we come to understand civilization, and the Oriental Institute is certainly a place where much research is done and fragments are presented. The Booth Business School, if you think about the free market system that we're living in today, and the law school, the notion, the very notion of democracy, are we democratizing throughout the world?
It's really this juxtaposition between the metal that you see here, the raw metal, and the stone that really has a sort of sensuous quality to begin with. But then also, the emotional response is one of monumentality. The Lamassu itself is a great symbol of divine protection. In a way, the Statue of Liberty could be seen as a sort of symbol of protection for America and of liberty, a protection of people and emancipation. I think the overall sense that people get is that sense of a connection between past and present and the poignancy of the idea of fragmentation and dispersal of monuments and the idea that maybe some empires don't last forever. We know that our museum is filled with the history of past empires that simply they've risen and they've fallen.
Overall, I hope that people will start to question the freedoms which we have today. Question them and come to a better understanding of them through this work.